Erev Tov. Good to see everybody. This week I did arrange that there's food. Afterwards we put away some food. Guys didn't finish our everything, so everybody's welcome to partake of the food afterwards. Rabbi Yecheskel Levinstein was the Mashkiach of the Mir Yeshiva for many, many years. And he always would exhort his Talmidim towards the very end of the year to be especially careful about Shabbos at the very end of the year. He used to say the last two Shabbosos, we're a little late for that, so we'll focus on the last Shabbos. This Shabbos is the last Shabbos of the year. And he used to focus his students on the power that Shabbos has to help a person affect tshuva. The word Shabbos itself has the word shav, lashuv, even in the word itself. And he would base himself on the Gemara Masechta Shabbos. There's a famous Gemara Masechta Shabbos, despite the fact that Mordechai Ben David, at least when I was a kid, made very popular the statement of just one Shabbos and we'll all be free. In fact, no, you guys don't talk that, just one Shabbos and we'll all be free. You talk that a little bit? No? I know it's well before your time, I'm sorry. But the Gemara actually says it's two Shabbos. The Gemara says that Ilmalei Shamu Yisrael Shtei Shabbosos Miad Nigolin. Gemara in Shabbos Kuf Yuches. If the Jewish people would all get together and just observe two Shabbosos, Mashiach would come. That's the simple implication of the Gemara. Miad Nigolin. If all the Jewish people would observe the Shabbos project, that was a little bit of the idea behind the Shabbos project. There's something special. Again, that was only one Shabbos, but you know, I guess if you get one, hopefully you get two. But so the Mashgiach would say that, what's this idea? So he said that if the Gemara says that two Shabbosos, that all Klal Yisrael would observe, would certainly redeem all of Klal Yisrael, we'll have to see why in a minute, but that's what the Gemara says. So Kal Vachomer, for an individual, if an individual is very, very careful about two Shabbosos, it's really only the last Shabbos, but the second to the last Shabbos affects the last Shabbos. So it's really all about getting to the last Shabbos. If a person is very careful and really tries to use that last Shabbos in the most powerful, special way possible, so certainly, just like all of Klal Yisrael observing two Shabbosos would save all of Klal Yisrael, so if an individual really is careful about that one Shabbos, Kal Vachomer, he would say that the individual will be redeemed. The individual will be redeemed. The individual will be saved, will be written in the Book of Life. There are a number of other sources in Chazal that indicate that Shabbos has a very powerful impact on tshuva, that a proper observance of Shabbos has really the ability to help a person. In that very same daf, the Gemara makes a statement, Rabbi Chiya bar Abba Amar Rabbi Yochanan, Kol HaShomer Shabbos Kilchasa, anyone who observes Shabbos in its appropriate way, Afilu Ovid Avodazara Kedor Enosh, even if he was an idol worshiper of the magnitude that they were in the generation of Enosh, was it Ovid Avodazara? Mochel in law, you get Mechila. Even if you're an Ovid Avodazara, but somehow you observe Shabbos, magically, Shabbos has the koach to be Mochel on Averos, it gives you Mechila, Kapara, Afilu. Ovid Avodah Zarah Kedar Enosh. And the Gemara quotes the Pasuk that we're familiar from the we'll read it on Tzom Gedaliah, the Haftorah. What does the Pasuk say? Ashrei Enosh Yaseh Zos Uben Adam Yachazik Ba Kol Shomer Shabbos Mechal Lo. So the Gemara makes a play on it, that even if you're Ovid Avodah Ashrei Enosh Yaseh Zos Kol Shomer Shabbos Mechal Lo, the Gemara has a play, Machal Lo. If you're not mechalalo, if you observe Shabbos, machalo, that there's some koach in Shabbos to affect mechila. So we're holding by the last Shabbos of the year. The last Shabbos of the year, there's something very special in this last Shabbos. And every Shabbos, there seems to be this koach of mechila. So what is it? And there are other sources. The Mechilta in Beshalach says, HaShomer Shabbos Misrachik Ma'avera, that a person is careful about observing the Shabbos because it keeps him away from sin. In the Pirkei Rabbi Elazar, it says, HaShomer Shabbos Nitzol Midina Shel Gehenim. What's this based on? So lechora, the simple pshat is a medrash rabba, shmos rabba. The medrash says, shkula Shabbos keneged kol hamitzvos. That somehow Shabbos is in a certain way equivalent to all mitzvos. What do you mean that shkula Shabbos keneged kol hamitzvos? What do you mean that Shabbos is equivalent? We learned Talmud Torah keneged kulam. That I heard. I could chop. I understand Talmud Torah keneged kulam. What do you mean? Medrash Rabbi Shmo says, Shkula Shabbos keneged kol ha-mitzvos, that somehow Shabbos is equivalent to all the mitzvos. So lechora, the simple pshat, what do you mean? What does it mean that Shabbos is the key to tshuva? Shabbos is lashuv? Shabbos is keneged kol ha-mitzvos? So lechora, the simple pshat in this is, what's the whole point of Shabbos? What's the whole goal of Shabbos? Shabbos is that one day that we can take a step back from the physical world. It's one day after running around the world all week long. We're running around, we're busy, we're tense, we got all kinds of responsibilities, and we have all kinds of things that we're chasing after and running after all week long. We have one day where we can say to the world, stop. And Shabbos is a day of Hiskarvus Lashem. That's what it's supposed to be. Shabbos is supposed to be a day of Hiskarvus Lashem. The whole goal of all mitzvos, is Hiskarvus Lashem. That's the whole goal. Right, the Ramban writes in one place that the yisod of all mitzvahs hasei is avas Hashem, the yisod of all mitzvahs los hasei is yiras Hashem. Right, all the positive commandments we're doing to be megadol ourselves, the love of Hashem, because when you love somebody, you want to do for them, and when you're in awe of somebody, you hold yourself back, you won't get near them. All the los hasei are there for yiras Hashem. The whole goal of all the mitzvahs, rachmana liba boy, the whole goal of all the mitzvahs, the word mitzvah is milashen savsa, that I just want. That this is the Ratzon Hashem. So when I do a mitzvah, every mitzvah that I do, that's brings me closer to HaKadosh Baruch Hu. It's I'm doing the Ratzon Hashem. That's the whole goal. So Shabbos, which is a day that's designated for Skarva, what do you mean Shkula Shabbos connected kol mitzvahs? Shkula Shabbos connected kol mitzvahs. Lachor, the simple pshat means if the whole goal of all mitzvahs is Skarva Hashem, so Shabbos you go straight to the goal without having to go around. If the whole goal of every mitzvah is Hiskarvus Lashem, Shabbos is the day that's kol kulo Hiskarvus Lashem. And that's why Shabbos brings a person closer. And lechora, that's why Shabbos has a special koach. Shabbos has a special koach to bring the Jewish people redemption. And Shabbos has a special koach to bring an individual redemption. And the last Shabbos of the year, as we approach the last Shabbos of the year, even if maybe not every single Shabbos throughout the year did we necessarily, were we so focused and were we necessarily focused on observing it in the best way that we possibly could. But this very last Shabbos, as we're in this time of Elul after the whole buildup of the whole month, the last Shabbos of the year, which of course we know Chazal say in a few places that Shabbos is mashpia on the week afterwards. Shabbos has a tremendous hashpa on the week that comes afterwards, and the week that comes after this Shabbos is Rosh Hashanah. So Shabbos, which means lashuv, to come back, to come closer to HaKadosh Baruch Hu, lashuv, if this Shabbos, if we put a little extra special koach into this Shabbos to really try to make it a day filled with Hiskarvus Hashem, to be very, very careful to not do anything that would violate the Shabbos, and to maybe use this Shabbos in the right way, that could be mashpia on the whole Rosh Hashanah, which could be mashpia on the whole tshuva, which is mashpia on the whole year. This is a very important Shabbos ahead of us. A very important Shabbos, the last Shabbos of the year. Perhaps this is also what is meant. The Aruch Chaim HaKadosh has a lot of explanations on this very interesting pasuk. V'shamru b'nei Yisrael es ha-Shabbos, la'asos es ha-Shabbos. The Jewish people observe the Shabbos, lasos the Shabbos. We observe the Shabbos to make the Shabbos. So many, many explanations, very strange formulation of the pasuk. Shamu neisel sa Shabbos. The Jewish people observe the Shabbos. They need to observe the Shabbos. Why lasos the Shabbos? You have to observe the Shabbos to make the Shabbos. The Aruch Chaim, I think, has a lot of pshatim. I forgot already how many. He has like 9 explanations. Sometimes the Aruch Chaim, like, he just keeps on going and going and going. This explanation, that explanation, the other explanation. So we're not going to go through all 9. So one pshat that he says, "V'shamu b'nei Yisrael ha-Shabbos." We know that Shabbos is called Me'ein Olam Haba. Shabbos is Me'ein Olam Haba. Shabbos is a little bit of a taste of Olam Haba in this world. A little bit of a taste. Because again, Olam Haba is just going to be us and the Ribbono Shel Olam. It's just going to be, you know, there's going to be no more mitzvahs. There's going to be no more doing. It's just going to be Tzadikim Yoshim. I mean, I was never there. I don't know exactly what it looks like, but Tzadikim Yoshim Ratroseim Baroshem. V'nenem Yiziv Hashchina. It's just state of being. We're going to be together with the Ribbono Shel Olam. Shabbos is a Me'ein. Me'ein Olam Haba. So the Rechaim has one shot. Since Shabbos, the whole goal of Shabbos is this Karvas Lashem. It's one day to really get close to HaKadosh Baruch Hu, one day to spend a little bit of extra time learning, a little extra time davening, a little longer davening, a little extra time learning, a little more time with owning Shabbos. So it's Me'ein Olam Haba. So therefore, it makes sense that it's Me'ein Olam Haba. So some say, you want to know, V'sham B'nei Yisrael Sa Shabbos, Lasos Sa Shabbos. If Shabbos is shkula keneged kol ha-mitzvos, if Shabbos somehow is like equivalent to all the mitzvos, so it's like a shortcut to Olam Haba. So B'Sham B'nei Yisrael, so Shabbos, Lar Chaim says, by observing Shabbos, you'll be lasos as a Shabbos. That's going to be what's going to bring you to the ultimate Shabbos, the Yom Shekulo Shabbos. By observing this Shabbos, you're making for yourself the other Shabbos. B'Sham B'nei Yisrael, so Shabbos, by observing this Shabbos, lasos as a Shabbos, you're going to make for yourself a big portion in the Yom Shekulo Shabbos. But then he has another pshat, which always struck me, and I have a little bit of an original interpretation. You could tell me, if, you know, about once every 7 years I say something original. So I think it's a little bit of an original interpretation. Not such a creative Baal Mechadish. I know how to say over things that other people say, but I'm not such a Baal Mechadish. But this medrash was always just so striking to me. The medrash in Bereishis Rabbah says that, you know, you probably all heard of the medrash. The medrash says that Sunday is the ben zug of Monday, and Tuesday is the ben zug of Wednesday, and Thursday is the ben zug of Friday. And Shabbos came to the Ribbono Shel Olam and said, "I don't have a partner. I don't have a ben zug." And HaKadosh Baruch Hu says to Shabbos, "Don't worry, Klal Yisrael is your partner. Klal Yisrael is the partner of Shabbos." Is the famous Israeli poet, essayist, right? Achad Ha'am, he's alleged to have said that more than the Jewish people kept the Shabbos kept the Jewish people. There's some partnership between the Jewish people and Shabbos. So I was thinking that, what's the whole point of Shabbos? The whole point of Shabbos is to complete Klal Yisrael, to complete us, to make us more perfect, to bring us that sense of Hiskarvas Hashem. So what does it mean that Shabbos needs us, that we're the Ben Zug? It means the whole goal of Shabbos is for Klal Yisrael to be Miskarv Hashem. So we're the Ben Zug, meaning not only do we need Shabbos to help elevate us and to help bring us that connection, to bring us close to HaKadosh Baruch Hu, but Shabbos needs us. Shabbos needs us because the whole tafkid, the whole tachlis, what does it mean I'm somebody's partner? When I'm your partner, I'm helping you achieve your mission in life. That's what a ben zug does. I help you achieve your mission. So Shabbos can't do it without Klal Yisrael. Without Klal Yisrael, Shabbos is not achieving its mission in the world. Because the mission of Shabbos is to allow Klal Yisrael to achieve its shleimus, it's to allow Klal Yisrael to have this hiskarvus, to be able to get to Olam Haba, Me'ein Olam Haba, Yom Shabbos Menucha. As I said before, Shabbos comes from the word Lashuv. Shabbos needs us. The purpose of Shabbos is to complete us. That's another pshat that Aruch Chaim says there. Lasos is a Shabbos. That Shabbos needs us to complete it. That's what he wants to say pshat. B'Sham B'nei Yisrael is a Shabbos, Lasos is a Shabbos. He quotes this medrash of that Shabbos, that I don't have a Ben Zug, Klal Yisrael is my Ben Zug. So Aruch Chaim seems to be saying that Shabbos needs Klal Yisrael. V'Sham B'nei Yisrael, Shabbos last is the Shabbos. Shabbos needs us to make Shabbos. Why? Because we're the Ben Zug. Why? What does he mean? So perhaps he means is that because Shabbos is a day of connecting to the Neshama, that's the whole tachlis of Shabbos. If Klal Yisrael could blow, you could blow it on Shabbos. You know how you blow it? You know how you're not a good partner with Shabbos? I don't mean to, you know, it's Tzera Rosh Hashanah, so I probably can get away with saying this, right? Shabbos is not just about chalant. It's not just about the chalant. That's not what Shabbos is about. Shabbos is not, I mean, it's nice. It helped. Chalant helps us try to taste a little bit of the oneg that we're supposed to be tasting from the tefillah and the Talmud Torah. So chant makes it go down easier. It makes the tefillah and the Talmud Torah go down easier. There's nothing wrong with I eat chant. There's nothing wrong with chant. I'm not saying you can't. Nothing wrong with chant. But that's the problem. Some people think Shabbos is just about chant, and they forgot about the tefillah and the learning and the hiskarvus Hashem. So this, the Aruch Chaim has one shot like that. B'shom b'nei Yisrael Shabbos, lasos Shabbos. Klai Yisrael has to observe Shabbos in the right way to really bring Shabbos to its tafkid, because a lot of people don't. They look at Shabbos and they miss it. They miss the boat because it's hard. It's hard to focus on just hiskarvus Hashem for 24 hours. It's hard to just focus on that, but that's the whole goal of Shabbos. So, this is a special time of year, gentlemen. It's a special time of year. The time that we're going into right now, that we've been in and that we're going into. A very special time of year. A very tremendous opportunity. Tremendous opportunity for hiskarvus, for closeness. And it starts with the Shabbos. Shabbos is the effect on the next of the week. On the Yamim Noraim, in a certain sense, according to what we're saying tonight, really starts with Shabbos. This Shabbos has the ability to be mashpi on Rosh Hashanah. This Shabbos itself has tremendous kochos. Shkula Shabbos connected to all mitzvahs. Shabbos is that secret that redeems. If all the Jewish people would keep two Shabbos, Mashiach would come right away. Azoy shteit in Gemara. Shabbos has tremendous koach, tremendous power. And even if all the other Shabbos of the year maybe weren't glatt, maybe we should try to take a little bit extra to make this Shabbos an extra special Shabbos, the last Shabbos of the year, which is not only the last Shabbos of the year, it's also the beginning, because it's going to be Mashpi on Rosh Hashanah, and Shkula Shabbos connected Kol HaMitzvos, and maybe that we could really feel that closeness to HaKadosh Baruch Hu this Shabbos, which will send us over, especially here. Your Motzei Shabbos is already Erev Rosh Hashanah. Your Mamish, go Mamish, right from Shabbos, right into Erev Rosh Hashanah. Shabbos Mamish goes to Erev Rosh Hashanah, which goes into Rosh Hashanah. So hopefully we should be able to heed the words of the Mashkiach, of Yecheskel Levenstein, to take the last, he said the last two, at least we'll take the last one, the last Shabbos of the year, seriously, and we should really experience that closeness so that when we're standing on Rosh Hashanah, we'll really feel that sense of Hiskarvus, that sense of closeness, that sense of being Mamlech HaKadosh Baruch on Rosh Hashanah, so that in turn will all us and all of our families and all our community and all of Klal Yisrael will be written in the Book of Life, in the Sefer HaChaim, be a year of bracha, shalom, hatzlacha, and ruchnius and gashmius, good health for all of us and all our families with Chol Beis Yisrael. Have a ksiv achsim atobah, good kibben shiar. And there is food, I put it away myself for you guys, so please feel free to go take it.